Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Peace is Every Step, a transformative guide by Thich Nhat Hanh, focusing on the art of mindfulness and its application in everyday life. First published in 1990, this book is a treasure trove of insights on how to live fully in the present moment, manage negative emotions, and foster an enriching sense of awareness, compassion, and understanding towards ourselves and others. Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Buddhist monk, peace activist, and revered teacher behind this profound work, has been a beacon of wisdom and inspiration across the globe. With a life dedicated to spreading the messages of compassion, non-violence, and the deep interconnectedness of all beings, Nhat Hanh's influence is monumental. His teachings, underscored by a nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize by Martin Luther King Jr., have earned him the title the Father of Mindfulness for his pivotal role in bringing Buddhist principles to the Western consciousness. This episode is highly recommended for individuals keen on integrating mindfulness into their daily routines, meditators aiming to enrich their practices, and anyone in pursuit of a deeper sense of happiness and fulfillment. Join us as we explore the essence of Peace is Every Step and uncover how its timeless teachings can illuminate the path to a more mindful, compassionate, and joyful life. Peace is Every Step, the Path of Mindfulness in Everyday Life. Introduction. Discover the path to authentic joy through mindfulness. In an age where the buzz of smartphones and the constant flood of social media updates can easily sweep us into a sea of distractions and worries, mindfulness emerges as a beacon of hope. Thich Nhat Hanh, a revered Buddhist monk from Vietnam, has been a pioneer in bringing the soothing practice of mindfulness to the Western world. It's as though he knew we'd reach a point where the noise of our digital lives would drown out the whispers of our inner peace. This narrative invites you on a journey to rediscover simplicity and joy through the art of being present, mindfulness, as revealed through the teachings of Thich Nhat Hanh, isn't just about meditation. It's about finding the extraordinary in the ordinary, about being awake to the full experience of life, moment by moment. We'll delve into practical ways to integrate mindfulness into the tapestry of our daily activities. From the way we drink our morning coffee to our commute to work, every act offers an opportunity to practice mindfulness, to really be in the moment. But it's not just about savoring the good times. Mindfulness also equips us to face life's storms with resilience. It teaches us to observe our emotions with the detachment of a sage, to understand them, and ultimately, to transform them. By cultivating this mindful awareness, we learn to embrace both our joys and sorrows with grace. In embracing mindfulness, we're not just avoiding negativity, we're cultivating a garden where resilience can bloom. We're unlocking doors to a realm of genuine happiness that does not depend on external circumstances. This is the promise of mindfulness. The promise of discovering true joy within ourselves. Part 1. Embracing the Present, the Heart of Mindfulness. What do you envision when you think about achieving happiness? Is it finishing your education, climbing the career ladder, making a groundbreaking contribution to society, or finding someone to share your life with? We all have dreams and aspirations that fuel our journey through life, guiding us towards what we believe are the ingredients of happiness. But here's a thought to ponder. Reaching those milestones doesn't necessarily equate to finding happiness. This common misconception assumes happiness is a destination we arrive at, a reward waiting at the end of our endeavors. Yet, happiness isn't something we chase down or achieve. It's available to us here and now, in the present moment, irrespective of our accomplishments or failures. Consider the story of Sally, a dedicated entrepreneur. Her life revolves around her business, strategizing its success, overcoming challenges, and dreaming of the wealth she'll accumulate. Year after year, she pours her heart and soul into this vision, eventually achieving the success and riches she so desired. While Sally's dedication is commendable, if her focus remains locked on the future, happiness might perpetually slip through her fingers. She reaches her goals only to find her gaze fixed on the next horizon, missing the abundance of the present moment. According to Thich Nhat Hanh, individuals like Sally miss out on truly living. By dwelling in the future, life becomes a perpetual dream state, rendering the people and experiences around them as mere shadows. Their constant striving positions hope not as a beacon, but as a barrier to embracing the now. Yet, it's in the now that happiness thrives. Our society excels in planning for the future, but often falters in savoring the present. We are adept at preparing to live, but sometimes fall short of living itself. Surprisingly, all the happiness we seek, from academic achievements to personal and professional successes, is already within our grasp, waiting in the present moment. To tap into this wellspring of joy doesn't mean abandoning our dreams and goals. Instead, it involves nurturing happiness as we navigate the everyday. This is where mindfulness comes into play. But what exactly is mindfulness? How do we anchor ourselves in the present? Mindfulness embodies a deep state of awareness and acceptance, a wholehearted engagement with life's unfolding moments. It beckons us to be fully present, to immerse ourselves in the now, with our hearts wide open and our minds attentively tuned in. In this state, we become vividly alive. The world around us sharpens into focus. We release our grip on the past and future, welcoming life's spectrum of experiences, the good and the bad, the serene and the turbulent, without judgment or pushback. Cultivating mindfulness is an ongoing practice, a continual return to the present moment. It doesn't require force, but does require our commitment to stay present. Through mindful living, we shift our relationship with the present, pouring our energy and focus into the immediacy of now, and therein lies the transformation. Join us as we explore simple yet profound practices for cultivating mindfulness, transforming our everyday experiences into opportunities for genuine happiness and fulfillment. Part 2. Integrating mindfulness into your daily routine. Mindfulness doesn't have to be confined within the walls of meditation rooms or reserved for moments of seated contemplation alone. It's a vibrant practice that can seamlessly blend into the fabric of our everyday lives, turning ordinary experiences into profound moments of presence and awareness. A wonderfully accessible way to practice mindfulness is through the simple act of breathing. Yes, something as natural and constant as your breath can become a powerful tool for mindfulness. Start by tuning into the rhythm of your breath, feeling the air as it enters and exits through your nostrils, or observing the rise and fall of your abdomen. Whisper to yourself, "Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out." This mantra can be abbreviated to just in and out as you grow more accustomed to the practice. There's also a deeply calming breathing exercise where you mentally recite, "Inhaling, I calm my body. Exhaling, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I recognize the beauty surrounding me." This acknowledgement of the present and the beauty it holds can transform ordinary moments into extraordinary ones. Conscious breathing unites body and mind, serving as a bridge to bring you into the present and to instill peace within. The beauty of focusing on your breath is that it's always with you, enabling you to cultivate mindfulness whether you're at home, at work, or on the move. For those inclined towards meditation, establishing a daily sitting practice is beautifully straightforward. Whether you're seated on a cushion with legs crossed or sitting upright on a chair, the essence is to find a posture that allows you to be both relaxed and alert. With a focus on conscious breathing, approach your meditation without attachment to outcomes. Meditate simply for the joy of being in the moment. Adding a dynamism to the practice, walking meditation invites you to bring mindful awareness to the very act of walking. Syncing your breath with your steps, you'll find a rhythm that encourages presence and connection. As you walk, imagine the peace growing within you, connecting to the earth beneath your feet. But why stop there? The practice of mindfulness can extend to every aspect of your life. Eating, washing the dishes, making phone calls, and even driving can become opportunities for mindfulness. Encountering traffic can transform from a source of frustration to a chance to recenter and embrace the present. One practical tip for weaving mindfulness into the fabric of your day is to establish bells of awareness. These alerts, much like the meditation bells signaling the start of practice, are cues to pause, breathe, and appreciate your aliveness in the moment. Anything can serve as your bell of awareness: a red traffic light, the sight of the sky, or a familiar sound. During a visit to Canada, the author discovered an unexpected bell of mindfulness in the phrase "I remember" on license plates. This served as a gentle nudge to remember to breathe and smile, to be present. Mindfulness is not just a practice, but a way of living, a means to transform mundane into meaningful. By integrating mindfulness into our daily routines, we cultivate a sense of peace and joy that enriches every moment of our lives. Part 3: Navigating Life's Storms with Mindful Awareness. In the ebb and flow of life, we're inevitably met with moments that challenge our peace and stir up tumultuous feelings. Whether it's fear, anger, jealousy, sorrow, or regret, these emotions carve deep impressions in our hearts and minds. How then do we sail through these stormy seas without losing our way? The beacon guiding us through these tempests is, yet again, mindfulness, the art of anchoring ourselves firmly in the present moment. Emotional experiences, irrespective of their nature, elicit sensations that fall into three broad categories: pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. While we instinctively embrace the pleasant and shun the unpleasant, mindfulness teaches us that every emotion has its rightful place in the tapestry of our lives. At times, we might find ourselves battling with the legitimacy of our emotions, fearing judgment from others or even ourselves. For instance, a young man grappling with fear may also wrestle with shame for feeling afraid. A woman seething in anger may simultaneously be swathed in guilt for harboring such feelings. The instinct to push away or bury these emotions only compounds the problem, creating an inner turmoil where parts of us are at odds with each other. According to Thich Nhat Hanh, this internal fighting ties knots within us, knots of conflict that over time only tighten unless addressed. So what's the alternative? How do we untie these knots? Mindfulness offers a compassionate way forward. It invites us to hold a gentle, observant space for our emotions, to watch over them without judgment or entanglement. When enveloped in difficult emotions, we turn to mindfulness as a guardian, calmly acknowledging the feelings and accompanying physical sensations without suppression or denial. This attentive presence allows us not to be swept away by the stories that these emotions tell. A crucial tool in this endeavor is conscious breathing. It anchors us, preventing us from being carried off by the tumultuous waves of our thoughts and emotions. Acceptance and empathy towards ourselves play a central role. We learn to treat our emotions as a parent might treat a hurting child, with understanding, care, and love. In doing so, we can even find gratitude for these emotions. Rather than viewing them as adversaries, we see them as messengers, bringing valuable insights from the deepest parts of our being. By approaching our emotions with curiosity and kindness, we transform them from sources of distress into catalysts for growth and self-discovery. This transformation doesn't happen overnight. Like any skill, mindfulness requires practice and patience. Yet as our mindful awareness strengthens, so too does our ability to navigate and transform our emotions, turning erstwhile foes into allies that enrich and empower our journey through life. Final summary: in the relentless pursuit of future happiness, we often overlook the profound joy waiting for us in the present moment. Thich Nhat Hanh teaches us that true happiness is not a future state to be achieved, but a treasure we can uncover in the here and now through the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness, the art of being fully present and engaged with the moment, opens our eyes to the beauty and richness of the present. By cultivating daily practices like mindful breathing, sitting and walking meditation, or simply pausing to notice the world around us, we learn to live with heightened awareness and appreciation. These practices allow us to turn even the most mundane activities into opportunities for deep connection and peace. Moreover, mindfulness equips us with the tools to face life's inevitable challenges with grace. Rather than shying away from difficult emotions, mindfulness invites us to become observers of our inner landscape. It teaches us to embrace our feelings with compassion and understanding, transforming them from potential sources of turmoil into catalysts for growth and self-discovery. By integrating mindfulness into our daily routines, we not only enhance our capacity for joy and contentment, but also forge a deeper connection with ourselves and the world around us. It's a journey of countless steps, each one taken in the present moment, that leads us to a life filled with genuine happiness and peace. So, as we venture forward, let us embrace each moment with an open heart and a mindful presence, discovering the boundless joy that lies waiting in the breadth of each breath and the beat of each step. This, Thich Nhat Hanh assures us, is the path to true happiness and fulfillment, available to us all, here and now. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.